the Salvation Army Thrift Store. We're not for profit. We're for appreciating the classics, for ever-growing amateur collections, for finding the sounds that speak to your soul. We're for making a difference right here in your community. At the Salvation Army Thrift Store, we're not for profit. We're for good. Shop today at the Salvation Army Thrift Store near you.
Hi, I'm going to whisper some things to you now about Crunch chocolate bars. Because apparently this whispering thing is a thing that makes you feel things. It's saying something crunchy is coming in the candy wrapper language. Imagine your tongue hiking up those crispy, rocky ridges. Now, drum roll, please.
Wow, that's good. Crunchy, munchy chocolate doesn't whisper.
Turn up the fun with Crunch.
Welcome to 90 Day Fiancé WTF Podcast, a weekly hangout to talk about what the fuck we all just watch on TLC's 90 Day Fiancé. I am Nadia, and with me is my co-host, Lon.
Hey, Nadia, what's up?
What's up, Lon?
How are we doing?
Well, funny you ask. We just reached 1,000 followers on Instagram.
Thank you, everybody who follows our socials. We love you.
Yes, thank you so much. We are so humbled and honored that you press the follow button on Instagram on our account. Keep engaging with us. Send us those DMs. And yeah, we'll do our best to engage you.
Yeah. But yeah. We read everything, y'all.
We do. All right, Lon, are we ready to get started?
Yeah, let's go for it.
All right. So Kimberly finally got her yummy.
Yeah. Everything about their scenes are cringy to me.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
It's all cringy to me.
I do want to say that Spice Tour is very interesting. I would totally go for that.
What's that?
The Spice Tour? The one?
Oh, that, yeah. That was cool.
Yeah.
That was fun. It's not cassava, right?
That's not how it's grown in Nigeria.
Yeah.
And Kimberly would know.
Okay, so let's get this straight. Because cassava was a double entendre, right? Innuendo? Yeah.
It's an innuendo for his... Okay. Yeah.
That, again, I was just like, ew. Do you guys really have to do this right now?
Like, I know. Can we keep it PG-13 for y'all? All right, so just to recap, I know, just brace yourself, Lon, you know, so our followers can follow along. So they had sex 4 times that night, yeah, from what I heard.
4 times too many for me.
She got flipped around.
She got flipped around. I'm like, don't hear this.
Stop. Yeah. And then she came up with this really clever quip, I would say. She said, "I'll be there when you get your Grammy because I got the yummy."
Yeah. The yummy. I'll be there for when you get your Grammy because I get the yummy. I'm like, ew. Yeah, but she was also like, "I was not expecting the girlfriend thing." Yeah, you were, bitch. Like, you forced him into it pretty much. Like, what do you mean?
You were gagging for it. What are you talking about?
You expecting it. You were on a mission. What are you talking about?
Did we forget the PS5 and the MacBook Pro? Yeah.
He had to earn it. Which I'm all for. Let's put this out there. I think, like, I would have been disheartened, you know, if I came there giving and not receiving. We'll put it that way. I know that there were no expectations. And as much as I like to make fun of her for it, I get her position.
Yeah.
If I came there with things, there would be an expectation of something. Yeah. Right. So, yeah, you're going to have to work. This MacBook PlayStation 5 ain't free, bro.
Yeah. Nothing in the world is free.
Yeah. This
we all know that.
Free.
I'm actually happy that she got hers. You know, he worked for it.
Yeah. If you're going to say yes to gifts like that, you could have said no, right? You could have said no, right?
And he's not stupid. He knows that when he accepted the gifts that there's something.
There's something.
It came with something.
You know? It comes with something. Yeah. Yeah.
So I think that's pretty much the summary of it. I know there were a lot of cringy moments, but I think what we'll see next week is that he reveals the song Zara is about an ex-girlfriend that he was talking to prior to knowing Kimberly. Or yeah, is it while knowing Kimberly?
It didn't really say what the secret was, right? Or did it?
He did tell the cameras. Yeah, he did tell the cameras that he wanted to tell Kimberly that the song Zara is about an American girl that he was talking to, like I said, either prior or while getting to know Kimberly. I'm not sure about
how
that part.
How has she not put that together?
Together? Yeah, I know. Maybe she thought it was just some random chick called Zara, but yeah, apparently it's based on a real person.
Yeah. In the beginning of the season, he did mention something about it.
He was heartbroken. Yeah. That.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think she was told inaccurate information about that song. But in my head, I'd have been like, yeah, right.
Yeah.
I'd have already been like, I don't believe you, but I'll act like I do and we'll roll with the punches because, yeah, we're going to be a thing.
Yeah. All right. So do you, Lon, believe when he said that his culture does not allow kissing on the lips in public?
I mean,
Did he kiss Lisa in public?
So I do believe that, but I also believe that it's a soft rule as opposed to a hard rule. If you wanted to break that rule, you could. You know, I think this rule is being used when it's beneficial for people, you know, and not just in Usman's case, but in previous seasons where we've seen that, right?
Like, yeah, like Muhammad.
Yeah. On your wedding day, get the fuck out of here. Bro.
I know, right? Because it's like fasting month or something. First of all, that's BS.
That's BS.
So that's why I asked you that, because I guess I was wondering if he's using that as an excuse not to kiss her in public because maybe he's ashamed of her.
Yeah. Yeah, she's still side chick status.
Oh.
She a sneaky link. You know what a sneaky link is?
No.
Somebody, yeah, a few months ago, I found out what a sneaky link is.
Oh my God.
It's like, yeah, so a sneaky link is like someone that you sneak around to link up with. So like nobody knows who the person is, right? Like, yeah. So that's who she is. Yeah. He's trying to keep that between them two. Yeah. Oh yeah. We official. But then like to everybody else, like they do not need to know about this person.
Bruh, it's like all the victims of the Tinder swindler. All the women were basically his sneaky link.
Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah. Oh, if you haven't seen that, you all should have seen it by now. That's also really good.
Only on Netflix.
Only on Netflix.
Man, Netflix needs to sponsor us. We've been like promoting all their shows.
Yeah.
Netflix, if you're listening.
Did you watch Love is Blind? I know we're going on a tangent already.
No, but here's the thing. I found the Brazil one a little bit more interesting.
So you did? You watched the Brazil one then?
Yeah, just the trailer, and the Japanese one is also interesting. I cannot wait to get started on that. But yeah, let's revisit this.
Let's revisit that. Yeah.
Yeah, because we usually cover what we watch later after we're done.
We'll do that at the end. Yeah.
I thought maybe we can move on to Gino. No, Gino.
Gino. All right. Oh,
Gino and Jasmine.
Where to even start with that? So obviously there's some tea.
Wait, first of all, Lon, evidence and reports.
Evidence and reports. Oh, of the...
No, you don't get it. That's the code word from Jasmine to Gino when she wants him to report on his whereabouts.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Dude, how can you live like that when you have to report out what you're doing, where you are, take photos?
Yeah. No, she
That's
wants...
toxic.
Yeah, she wants... receipts, you know what I mean? I'm like, dang. Yeah. So I don't even know where to start with that. Like,
okay, hear me out. I read this somewhere on Reddit and I totally agree with this person. So you told me a few days ago that she is starting or has started an OnlyFans account.
Mm-hmm.
Someone said that she would earn more money being a dominatrix.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that contract, I thought it was a show about, S&M, but there might be a documentary on it. It can go on forever.
Yeah.
If you have the same clientele, if you're a slave, right? Is that the term?
Right. The
opposite
of
the dominatrix.
Yeah, or I think politically correct is submissive.
Submissive, yeah. Yeah, I apologize.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's master and slave, so that's why I was thinking.
Right. S&M. Yeah.
So in that context, right? I mean, this person claims that she would make more money, and it kind of fits her personality too, because she does like to crack the... Again, yeah. I don't want to... In this context, I'm talking about literally, like, she wants to spank.
She wants to spank. Yeah. So that's interesting, but I also don't know... With BDSM and stuff, it's fetishized. And I don't think she's domineering, or she's this because it's a sexual fetish for her. I don't think it turns her on that way.
Right. So it's an insecurity.
It
more
comes
so.
From trauma and insecurities. Right. But yeah, we'll see. Because I think maybe she could get off on it. I don't know.
But guess who's back, Lon?
Guess who's back?
Yeah. Guess who's back?
Back again. Who's back?
The electric toothbrush.
Oh my gosh.
It was found. It was lost, and now it's found. So romantic.
Well, you know what else was found?
Fingernails.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God.
How strange is that?
Dude, oh my God.
That's just a weird thing to...
Okay. Okay, what is weirder? Saving someone's fingernails or staring at your partner when they're sleeping? You know where I'm going with this.
I think it's like staring at a partner, even though it's creepy and stuff.
It could be, right? But some people might see
that as weird. It comes up so much that I know that, okay, I'm totally putting myself out here. It comes up so much that I know I'm not the only one that does it.
I mean, my husband knows this. I snap photos of him when he's sleeping. I have a lot of evidence.
And then you send it to him, you know?
I'm like, hey.
When he least expects it.
Yeah. What the fuck is this? So yeah, I'm guilty of watching someone sleep. Like I watch my husband sleep all the time. Right. But yeah, I mean,
think collecting a fingernail.
Fingernails though, like, come on. For hygienic reasons, like, no, bro. No.
It's weird. And he actually tried to look for it in his bag again, right?
Like, I know.
Gotta be here somewhere.
I bet you she regretted getting back together with him at that very moment. She's like, ew. What? Yeah. What the what?
Yeah. So the ring.
That's cringy. That shopping experience. Yeah. Okay, first of all, I know when I say cringy, people might think, oh, okay, well, are you expecting him to buy something expensive? I think it's not that, not so much the cost, but the way he went about it. But also, let's be compassionate to Gino, right? He's unemployed. He paid for that island trip. So I would excuse him for buying, I guess, a cheaper wedding ring. Oh, sorry, cheaper engagement ring. I just wish he didn't have to justify it.
Right. And that's where I'm at too.
Okay.
Like, I don't care about the cost of it. And I think you and I have both had this conversation about the diamond industry and how
engagement
ring. Yeah. That this is all a scam anyway. Yeah. Like the rings. Okay. I get, if you want to place importance on rings, that's your prerogative. But industry wise, they're overrated. And this is an engagement ring is fairly new. And then we can get into the diamond industry and how all that is. So for me, it was like, okay, the ring isn't, that's not really even a thing. Mm-hmm. But the fact that this came off as almost kind of like another way that he's buying her love again. Yeah, I mean, like you said, he's paying for trips, he's paying for things. And like, is this what you're signing up for the rest of your life? You have to buy her love, you have to purchase her love with gifts. And don't get me wrong, it's one thing to have like gift giving and gift receiving as a love language, right? Maybe some people feel appreciated when they receive gifts, or they express love by giving gifts. So there's that too. But in this context, it just seems like you're just trying to buy her love again to make her happy again. And I don't necessarily see that as the love language part of it, right? So this whole thing was just like, but I also know too that I think he wants the commitment. I think the commitment part is genuine. That whole ring thing was just, that's why it was cringy for me.
Yeah. What do you think of him refusing to remove his hat in front of her mom? Very adamant about not removing his hat. Like, what do you think about that? Is that a sign of disrespect? I mean,
if
I think
it's
so.
If it's a culture thing, yeah, I would definitely. Yeah.
Yeah.
If it's a culture thing, definitely. But it all really depends on people's insecurities, right? Yeah. You know, again, like if it was a culture thing to like remove your pants and stuff and walk around, I'd be like, okay, hard no. Like I have boundaries, and maybe that's his boundary. Like, yeah. The hat stays on.
Hard pass.
Yeah. Like, that's it. Like the hat is staying on. But yeah. You know, for culture reasons, I would do it. If it's a sign of respect and it's culture, I'd be like, all right, well, like I got to respect the culture and stuff. So
I'm guessing Gino doesn't go to any sporting event because, you know, when you have to stand up for the national anthem, they also tell you to like remove your hat.
Remove your hat. Yeah.
Yeah. So if it's a hard no for him, it's like, is that like kneeling? Right? Which is worse. Anyway, let's move on to Memphis and Hamza. So, by the way, I'm not trying to make fun of the Arabic language, which I think is beautiful and apparently has a lot more expression in English language. But this is just a funny story I wanted to share. But I was just telling my husband about how the H in English in Arabic has a lot of like, you know, so it's like, ha, ha, ha,
it's,
you know, like, yeah. So I wonder if his is Hamza, you know. Oh yeah, with the, you know, yeah, which is like very common for like the Arabic Hebrew language where there's an emphasis on the guttural emphasis, right? The,
right, right.
Yeah. Anyway, just silly stuff there to start discussing Hamza and how he's afraid of of Memphis. Hey, if you're afraid of someone, you shouldn't marry them, right? Am I the only one who's crazy here?
Exactly. There's so many red flags here, right? And not even just red flags, but like stop signs in general. But the good thing is, I think they're starting to, well, at least he is starting to see that, like, no, right? This is where he's like, we don't need to rush this, right? But she wants to rush this, right? Or excuse me, his mom's like, you don't need to rush this and all this.
Yeah.
Stuff.
Yeah, the mom feels that they shouldn't rush the whole thing because obviously they're starting to find out more and more about each other that it's starting to become like red flags.
Yeah.
But also, like, I was going to ask you, Lon, do you think it's fair for them not to get married, especially since she had traveled all the way to Tunisia? Because I feel like Hamza has the right to change his mind.
I think everyone has the right to change their mind. And I think
they shouldn't feel trapped. Just because you make the trek to someone else's home country, which I think that's the thing I got from Memphis, is that she's so insistent on getting married because she's like, well, I travel all the way here. And if we don't get married, there's no relationship. And I'm like, yo, what's up with that ultimatum? You should love someone.
Owed. Like, yeah. She feels, I came here, so you have to marry me because I came here.
Right.
Not that, hey, we're feeling each other out, we're seeing if we get along, we're seeing if this is going to work.
Yeah.
And I thought that's what the expectation was. Let's meet in person, right? Let's see how we are, and then make, I guess, an educated decision about
right
this.
Like,
not if I buy this plane ticket, it's a guaranteed,
like, we seal the deal as soon as I purchase this plane ticket. Like,
yeah. Mm, yeah. Do you think hurting? And I hate to bring it up because I know she explained it and it was super traumatic. But
is it believable? I was going to ask you that same question too.
The sex part?
Oh, sorry. Different question.
Mine was a different question. Mine was, would you believe someone if they said they stayed with their ex for a certain amount
four
of
nights.
Time? Yeah. Four nights. And there was like no sex. And I know she explained it, and I don't want to tread over this and say she's a lie. I know that she was going through a very traumatic experience, but you know, I think Hamza had every right to kind of be suspicious about that. Like,
yes, at least give him some time to process
that. Yeah. And I get that she went through, you know, if we're to believe what she says is true or what they kind of hint at and all that stuff and what she tells the cameras and stuff, but like at the same time, would you believe him if the tables were turned and he said, I was in my ex's place for four nights?
Yeah,
Yeah, I mean, like, would you give him the same benefit of the doubt? So, well, and I know circumstances were different. I guess
it's the same concept as she asked him to trust her, and then he asked for the same thing, but then he also reminded her, well, if you trust me, why do you need me to sign the prenup? That's no good comeback for that. She still insists, like, oh, we get married, you sign paper. And by the way, I think the whole like child talk is, I'm done with it. I feel like he deserves better than you marry me, you sign paper.
It's so dumbed down. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I know they have a translator, but still though, when she talks to him, she really dumbs it down. And I'm like, if you want him to eventually speak English, you gotta not do the baby talk with him. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Somebody tweeted on our account, like, did I just hear a grown adult say me hungry? Dying. I was like, dude, and I and they didn't even name names, but I knew who they were talking about, and I was like, oh my gosh.
Savage.
Yeah.
Well, my question to you, Lon, is that do you believe she was depressed because she failed the board certification? And I'm guessing this is pertaining to her nursing school or nursing examination. And here's why I'm asking, right? I want to feel compassion towards people who has experienced this, because I would go through the same funk. You know, I wouldn't say I'm depressed, but I would go through a funk if I flunk an exam or if I failed a certification. So that's why I can relate and I can kind of feel empathy for her. But my husband is a total opposite. He's like, that's some bullshit. You can retake that exam. Like, it's not the end of the world. There's no need for her to feel depressed. So I guess I want to get your thoughts on that. Like, is she lying or do you think it's for real? Like, she really gave up on those 4 or 5 days and just freaking go to her ex-husband's house and brought the kids and everything. And then after that, she was okay.
Yeah.
And the mom made a good point too. The mom was like, mom actually laughed when Hamza inquired about, well, why not to your mom's or to your girlfriend's house? Like, why can't you go there? And then when Memphis said, well, at that time, I don't have anyone, like, his mom laughed. I think maybe she caught the bullshit. I don't know. But it just sounds unbelievable, like, when you try to piece everything together. So it's almost like if you want to move past this, you have to take her word for it and take it at face value that she was truly seeking moral support and solace, I guess, from her ex-husband. So I don't know. What do you think?
Was that what it was? I thought she experienced something else. Like, I think that's what she said when they were in front of the mom. But I think when they went behind closed doors, she told him something else.
Yeah, that could be it too.
And it was more private.
Yeah.
I think. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And she came out crying. She came out like crying. And Hamza, I think, came out crying.
She might have given the cameras a different version of why she did that, but
I might have to revisit that. Yeah, I think I interpreted that differently.
I'm basically telling y'all based on what she said to the cameras. I don't know what she told Hamza, like, when the mic's off, but that's what,
yeah,
she,
you remember
when
that,
when,
right?
The producers, they went in the room, asked her. Yeah, but when the producers asked her, she said, well, basically it's because I failed my board certification and I needed moral support. I was very depressed. And I'm like,
I don't think that holds up, bro.
That's the thing. It's hard for me to, like, I can relate, but at the same time too, like, I wouldn't kind of like, throw my hands up and like, life's over, or like, I don't want to cook anymore, or like, I don't want to do anything. I don't want to wake up. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Maybe she was really putting all her eggs in one basket, and she, like, all her hopes are like pinned on the certification, and when she didn't pass it, she's just like, oh, so down.
She needed to go
to her ex-husband.
I mean, Darcy, yeah, like,
that's the thing, that's why the
I get like, it, I understand, but now, okay, but let's be realistic, am I gonna trust that nothing happened? Like,
yeah, that's the thing. And that's why his mom gave that laugh, because I think it didn't really compute, it didn't make sense, you know?
Yeah,
like, why can she go to a girlfriend's house, why can't she go to her mom's, why can't she I guess maybe because her ex is close by. I don't know. I'm not trying to make excuses, but this is all speculation.
I would need to blow off some steam if I failed a certification exam. You know what I'm saying? No shame in it.
Like. Yeah. Well, go throw some X's or something, you know, like that X throwing or like smash glass, you know. Anyway. Let's talk about Mike and Ximena.
Are we going to start with the tea?
The tea? Oh, yeah. Go for it. Do we have the same tea? Maybe you have a different
tea. Could be. Yeah. I think we talked about it already, but they're officially done.
Yeah.
They're done.
Yeah. It started with her covering the tattoo of Mike on her wrist.
Yeah, I did see that. Yeah. But then even the picture I saw, it didn't even look like it was like, it looked like somebody drew it with a pen. Yes. Like, that doesn't even look like a permanent tattoo, bro.
Yeah. Someone said like, oh, that was just stencil or something.
Yeah. I was like, what? That doesn't look like ink.
Yeah.
But they're officially done. And I'm sure if you follow, you know, all the different gossip accounts and stuff like that, you've already come across that. But the writing was on the wall well before we're revealing it now. And by the time you listen to this, it's going to be already 2 weeks out. So, but yeah, I was rooting for her. I started to like her. Like,
we were all rooting for her.
A few episodes back. Yeah.
In the beginning, we were all rooting for her.
Okay, look at them. Yeah, they're in love and stuff. And, you know, oh, my family's here and there's a cake and it says, will you marry me? And I love this guy. And I was like, oh, okay. And then all of a sudden, it just became all about the money and stuff. So the thing that I don't like, right, is she was already telling the cameras she was reluctant and that she already stopped liking him and stuff. Okay, well, if that's the case, then why are you going dress shopping? It's almost as if he's going to pay for all this stuff, then you're going to say like, yes. Do you know what I mean? Like, then it just made me not like her even more. Like, you're doing this because now it's definitely about the money.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're already telling the cameras, I don't like him, he's weird and he's blah, 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 and you're saying all this shit, but you're willing to continue, is it because you like the expensive things that he can afford? Do you know what I mean? And just like, I just stopped really liking her up at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely rubbed me the wrong way when she prioritized the boob surgery and almost gave him an ultimatum. Like, get me the boob surgery. Otherwise, you know, what's the point of getting the dress?
Yeah. And the thing too is like, I'm pretty sure he was like this from the jump. I'm pretty sure he followed her everywhere he went. And don't get me wrong, I get how annoying that can be. And I get how suffocating and smothering that can be. I get that.
Yeah.
So like, why didn't you confront him about that earlier? Why weren't you complaining until and it was the no to the boob job that basically was like, okay, now we got a problem. Do you know what I mean? Right. Mm-hmm. Like, if this is how you felt, you should have confronted this, like, you know, before. But it was because you're receiving all this financial assistance, quote unquote, you know, and then now that he's like putting his foot down about certain things, now it's like, oh, yeah, well, you're suffocating me and you're smothering and I don't like XYZ about you now because you're not getting the things that you want. Like,
you're not getting your way.
Yeah.
The true colors comes out.
Yeah. And, you know, it's not that easy. I don't know what she thinks. It's not that easy. You know, if all you needed to make it here in America or anywhere to be a model was to get a boob job, there's just so much more to the industry than that.
Yeah.
Right. So I don't know what her expectations are. It's just not, I'm going to get a boob job and I'm going to become like a famous model. That's not how shit fucking works. And maybe she can leverage these like 15 minutes of fame, you know, but who knows? Maybe there are people who want to see her naked, but like, I just don't think that that's realistic to think that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. What kind of model is she trying to be? Right.
Instagram model.
Maybe she wants to.
And be no, not Instagram even model. Knocking on Instagram models. Cause I know Instagram models get, they monetize their accounts and then it's a funnel to the OnlyFans and all that.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Yeah. Maybe that's a track, right? Her career track is that, okay, I'll start with Instagram model and then it becomes OnlyFans.
Yeah. And again, no shame, y'all, you know, modeling, sex work, it's all work. I just think maybe she needs to kind of be realistic about these expectations and stuff.
I think she needs to kind of stop using him as a
that too
as a sugar daddy.
Yeah.
Especially since he thinks that this is going to lead into a marriage. Obviously, she's not interested. We all agree that she's not really into him.
Yeah. In the blog post I saw, it looked like she wasn't just getting a boob job either.
Tummy tuck, right? As well.
Yeah, she was getting all kinds of work done.
Yeah. Apparently, in Colombia, that's becoming cheaper. A lot more people are affording boob jobs and tummy tucks.
Well, tummy tucks and stuff, yeah. Lipo or whatever.
Yeah. And yeah, I was looking for the pricing on those. And yeah, I think 5K was...
You really get into it.
I was really doing my research. Like 5K was like the amount. And it is cheaper than in the US. And by the way, I'm using the same currency here. So she could easily get a tummy tuck and a boob job for about $5,000. $6,000. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. I just don't like it that she gave him that ultimatum, right? If she wants that boob job, go pay for it herself. Why does it have to be on Mike? Mike wants to give you a wedding dress. And by the way, let's talk about the wedding dress shopping. I think that was very manipulative on Mike's part, because she clearly expressed how she wanted to do it with her mom and her sister.
Yeah.
Mike decided to take her out and, you know, because he thought that by doing so, by having her try on wedding dresses, it might rekindle their romance.
Yeah.
I thought,
yeah,
what a slick yet silly move.
It was like a back and forth of manipulation.
Right? Yeah. Totally.
Like he's like, well, we're going to go get this dress for you and you know, and maybe you'll marry me. Yeah. And then she's like, well, I'm going to fucking pick out an expensive one. Then it was like back and forth. Like, okay.
Yeah, and my husband also has a theory on why she doesn't want to bang him. It's probably because she has someone on the side.
That too. Yeah, that's almost obvious and I didn't even consider that. But yeah.
When you feel icky about making love with your own fiance or like boyfriend, it's probably because you're getting it somewhere else. Or maybe he farts when they have sex. Who knows?
Maybe Mike is the side and he doesn't know it yet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's true, like, true. And her main would get mad, like, you better not.
Yeah. Maybe it's another Sicario.
Yeah.
You never know. I found something interesting that I read on Reddit. I think there's this implicit bias or unconscious bias that a lot of folks, and maybe even you and me, Lon, might consider Jimena poor because she's from Colombia. But someone made a point that, and this person also grew up in Colombia, said that judging from how she lives, she's not poor or not the Colombian standard of poor. You know? So I said all that to make a point that at the end of the day, Jimena is scamming Mike. Because if she's living comfortably, then she is being very scammy and lazy for not paying for things on her own. She's expecting him to send money to pay for rent, furniture, her lifestyle.
Yeah. On top of cosmetic surgery.
Right. On top of cosmetic surgery. So that's a straight up scam. And I mean, maybe some people would say, yeah, good for her. That's a hustle, right? I mean, yeah. So what if she's living comfortably? That's a hustle. But I guess at this stage here, I feel sorry for Mike because I think he's truly looking for love.
If it's under the guise of a relationship and under the guise that like, this is someone you love, and then you're taking advantage of that person. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I mean, that person actually proposed to you. So that person really wanted a relationship with you. He also wanted kids with you, but that information was conveniently left out.
Right.
And he still went for it, you know, and we get it. Mike's a nice guy, but I don't think he deserves the kind of scam that she's running on him.
He dodged a bullet.
He definitely got away.
Yeah, we were already saying that from the beginning. Like, dude, you know, you want a kid of your own, you know what I mean? And yeah, I don't think you have to sacrifice that. Yeah. Like, yeah, this is so
don't settle. Definitely don't settle. Yeah.
Yeah. I think in the end it worked out.
It worked out. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Lon. Last couple to close out this recording here. This one is a mystery. Mahogany and Ben.
Yeah. Speaking of unconscious biases and and how maybe we might be quick to assume that people are poor because they're not American standard. That's what Ben was like, right? And I don't know, maybe they had conversations where she maybe misled him to believe that she was poor. But in my thing, I was like, well, maybe you just fucking assume that, guy.
But what made you say that about Ben?
Just the way he was acting when he saw her place. So I get, okay, maybe he was surprised that she had a place in the first place. Right.
Okay.
But then he was like walking around there like he couldn't believe she had a fridge. You know what I mean? Or some shit like that. The way I saw it, he was walking around like, what is this? Oh, and I think he even said it to the camera. What, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't expect this. I thought she was living with her parents and, you know, all this stuff. And in my head, I was like, or maybe you just fucking assumed that she was poor, dude.
Yeah.
That maybe she didn't come from a family that's, and I wouldn't maybe say wealthy, you know, they were sufficient. And going off on a side tangent here too, what I'm seeing too on social media is people are suspecting that this is, again, TLC getting paid actors and setting up a scene and all this stuff. So this could be also very fabricated, but like for me, it was, you know, going back to what we said about Mike and Ximena is that maybe he just pictured her in some remote village, you know, and he's like, you know, white savior complex and stuff. You're a poor girl and I'm going to rescue you. And you know what I mean? And then he comes, he shows up. She's actually got a decent place with a guest room, you know, living on her own. And he's like, oh, okay, well, Miss Independent over here. I can't.
So, may I offer a different perspective? And I'm not negating yours because there could be definitely that unconscious bias of like, oh yeah, Peru, she must be living out of a hut, right? Or she might be living in some shack or whatever. But I think the reason why he was in shock or maybe he was in disbelief is because in his mind, he's expecting a house full of personalization in that terms too. Of like, where's your pictures with your parents? Where are all your possessions?
Like, this was very Airbnb-ish.
Actually, the internet went to look for that Airbnb, and it is an Airbnb.
What?
It is. Gotcha. Yep. No, I'm serious. It is an Airbnb. Someone actually found it. Someone found it and posted on Reddit. Thank you, Reddit, as usual. Wow. So here's my two theory, right?
Okay.
I want to say she's probably rich because I think we talked about this too long, is that the fact that she drives a car, she's probably richer than the average Peruvian. So it could be that that is truly her apartment and she Airbnb it out because maybe she lives with her parents.
Mm-hmm.
Or according to a lot of 90 Day Fiancé viewers, TLC tends to rent out Airbnb, or they ask folks to rent out Airbnb if they don't want to film in their own home.
Right. But they also integrated it into the story by having him
question. That could be the producer. Yeah, that could be the producer saying, hey, say that this is your apartment. The other theory I have is that maybe for her own safety and also for her family's privacy, why would she want to take him to her own family home?
Yeah.
You know, only to be blasted on TV and you know, internet can be very vicious. Like, someone actually found that San Bartolo condo Airbnb.
Right.
So that's nothing to fuck around with.
Right. So, but then they went that extra mile to make Ben go, this doesn't add up. You know what I mean?
Because like when you go to her bedroom, even her bedroom looks like very bare minimum. Like,
that's not.
Okay, it's very, like you say,
it's not a woman's bedroom. Right. It didn't look like a mahogany bedroom.
Right. And I think that's already like ringing some bells in his head. And then the moment he found out that she's 22, he was like, and again, this is the hypocrisy, right? Because, okay, so 24 is okay, but 22 is not.
I know. He drew the line at his daughter's age.
Right. I guess he has some sense that, okay, yeah, 22 is weird because my own daughter is 22, but 24 is fine. Which is, again, like super creepy, super hypocritical.
Yeah.
But apparently, from what I've read too, yeah, Mahogany is pretty well to do. I mean, her dad's a doctor. She's a law student. So she's doing pretty well. It's just not what we all think a Peruvian would be. Like, I think a lot of people also made that comment that, you know, she's a white Peruvian. So she's probably a more middle-class, privileged Peruvian, as shown with her being able to drive, being able to have a car of her own, or maybe that was her parents' car, I don't know. But the fact that she could drive, and the fact that, who knows, if this apartment is truly hers, then holy shit, she is like earning like passive income from it, right? So,
right.
Yeah.
We have to unravel the mystery with Ben.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and by the way, I learned this term, dog fishing. Is that what, I don't know if there's a difference between dog fishing and cat fishing, but at the end of the day, she is still kind of catfishing him.
What's dog fishing? Now I'm curious.
I don't know. I saw that term. Apparently someone called what she did dog fishing. I don't know what that is, but I'll research it after this. But yeah, lied about her age, heavily filter her pictures, almost like Darcy level. Yeah.
So she misrepresented herself.
I think Ben is still pretty creepy in the sense that he still thinks that they have chemistry, even though he himself admitted that, okay, even though I was ghosted at the airport, even though she refused to kiss him back, even though she didn't reciprocate the I love yous, he still thinks that he has a shot.
Yeah. But he was weirded out, clearly.
I think, yeah. But
right?
For
when
some
he got
reason,
up and now he's like, I gotta go.
Yeah. For some reason, he's still, like in the next episode, he's still hanging out with her and her friends and self-proclaiming himself as her boyfriend. So I don't know what's
going on. Yeah, that whole thing is weird. It's weird. When he was talking to the parents, I thought it was weird. He's just uncomfortably smiling, like talking like this the whole time, nodding yes the whole time. I'm like, this is just weird, bro.
He thought he was able to charm the parents when he's all like nervous.
Yeah.
And by the way, the parents, they're not rented. That's for sure.
They're not.
They're not rented. Yeah. I think that the internet thought that the whole
they're
thing
actors
was a scam.
And stuff.
They're actors, yeah. But that's definitely her parents. So I have a tea to spill, but it's not much of a tea. Apparently someone found a Facebook profile of Ben with an Asian woman. Looks like he might have
already
moved on.
Huh?
Yeah.
Might damn
have moved on, so I don't know. I don't know who
it's not even the tell all yet.
I know. This tell all is gonna be very, very empty. Because they're already not inviting. Yeah, they're not inviting Alina and Caleb. Right?
Caleb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they're going to invite Johnny and Ella. I mean, I don't know what's going on with them. Like, I guess they're never going to meet. And if Ben has moved on, I don't know if he's still going to continue to act like he's still pining for her or whatever. But
right, right.
Yeah, and Jimena and Mike, I mean, they're donezo.
They're done, yeah.
Yeah. Memphis and Hamza, I don't know. I mean, maybe they're still going at it, but
we still have one more episode left or a couple more or what before the tell-all?
This is episode 11, I think. So we still have 10 more. Right. I mean, if we're assuming this is a 21 episode series, right? Which is what it's usually is, a 21.
Really?
Series. Yeah. Yeah.
Why did I think we were towards the end of it already?
I don't know. Maybe this is a short season. I don't know. It seems like it's coming to an end anyway.
Yeah. It,
but it's
at least
usually
for me, I thought the trajectory was there.
Yeah, but it's usually a 2021 episode series. Maybe because of the pandemic, they compacted all to like maybe, I don't know, 12, 13. I don't know. Maybe even 15.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. All right, Lon. It is WTF moment.
For me, I still want to say the whole Ben and Mahogany thing. I just do not know what's going on there. Like, everything about it is like, is this fabricated? And if it's not fabricated, you know, obviously she's not being honest with him about certain things, or he's not being honest. Like, what the fuck is going on here?
Yeah.
What exactly is the story? What's going on? I'm like clueless about this. I'm observing, but then at the same time, there's just so so much. You know, did TLC set us up with this like surprise reveal? And if they did, how much of it is all fabricated? But wait, but Ben's also out of the loop, you know, and I just have no idea what's going on in the internet speculation. So finding out more about Mahogany just brings up more questions.
Yeah.
Like, well, okay, well, now she's in an Airbnb. Well, what's that about? Oh, shit, she's a lawyer and her parents are like, her dad's a doctor.
Yeah.
What the fuck have you been telling Ben?
Yeah.
What the fuck's going on here? So the more we know, like the more out of the loop or the more questions I have about what exactly is going on. It's interesting though. I'm still interested. It makes me cringe, but I'm still interested about where this is headed.
Yeah. By the way, did you catch how he was excited to say the word El Baño?
El Baño, yeah. The Spanish was funny.
Yeah. No, he said, soy amor de hija. I think the translation was, I love daughter or something. And then there was like some words missing. And then she had to retranslate that to her mom. Like her mom was like, is he in love? Or is he like, what is he saying?
Right.
Yeah. All right. My WTF moment is, yo, who the fuck keep fingernails of people, man?
That was gross. That's creepy. That's like Paul level creepy. Because doesn't Paul
keep something though? From
he keeps hair. Not okay. Yeah, doesn't he keep hair. His mom's hair around?
Hair is not so
or something was it?
I mean fingernails. Yeah, okay. Like
fingernails, another level of there's hair and then there's fingernails.
Yeah, exactly. I draw the line at fingernails. Yeah. Just like how Ben drew the line at 22.
At 22.
All right. And that is our coverage of the 90 Day Fiancé Before the 90 Day Season 5, Episode 11. Before we close this off, Lon, I just want to give a quick update of Darcy and Stacey, season 2 tell all.
Right.
Not sure if you've been keeping up. Have you caught up with DNS?
No. I'll catch a post here and there on the socials, but I'm done with Darcy and Stacey. Because we do it so big.
Oh, man. Dude, maybe our opening song should be there.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe, how much would it cost?
So the biggest takeaway for me, just to share this out with y'all listeners, and I'm sorry if this is a spoiler, if you haven't caught the tell-all, and I think it's a two-part episode. So this is episode 1 of the tell-all. The biggest takeaway or the biggest surprise for me is that, and remember I told you, Lon, that Georgie re-proposed to her in the season finale? So it turns out that Darcy sort of paid for her own engagement ring.
Okay. I'm not surprised though.
Yeah, that's the thing. But I think a lot of her circle, like her daughter and her dad, and even maybe Stacey, they're not aware. They thought it was Georgie who put up the money. Turns out Darcy actually put a $10,000 down payment on the ring herself.
Dang, is that what we're spending on rings, y'all?
I guess so. I mean, like, yeah, I know, right? Like, there's Darcy's ring, and then there's Jasmine's very humble engagement ring that cost $270 or something?
Yeah.
That he almost chose the $290, but he, you know, thankfully rectified that. Yeah, and the other thing too is that Georgie was supposed to be part of the tell-all, but he refused. Like, he really, really refused to be part of it. He refused to come to the studios. Mm-hmm. And Florian, actually, Florian being the mature guy that he is, quote-unquote, or air quotes there, volunteered to talk him out of not coming to the studio. And yeah, and he failed, obviously, failed miserably. Mm. He came back empty-handed. Georgie apparently didn't want to show up because he obviously was sick of the drama and he was studying for his real estate exam in New York. Weird.
So you were watching Darcy and Stacey, right?
I didn't watch the entire season, but I caught bits and pieces of the highlight reels.
I'm just curious what's the temperature? What's the read on the whole? Like, are we still painting out Georgie as a good guy, a bad guy? Like, what is public consensus? Right, I guess is what I'm trying to get at.
I can answer that for you. Basically, Darcy and Georgie are no longer together again. So I don't know if that means he's a good guy or a bad guy, or if he got away. I don't know. But yeah, that's the latest.
I kind of felt like he was already getting tired. By the end of season one, I was like, he's not going to make it. Well, maybe not season one or whenever the season that he was on introduced, like towards the end of it in my head, I was like, I can already see that he's going to get tired of this drama, dude. He doesn't seem like the guy that wants to be involved in this kind of gossip, and he gets frustrated easily when she keeps bringing shit up. And he's like, what the fuck? So like, I kind of knew that. I was like, he's probably tired of this bullshit, dude.
Yeah. And you know, they brought his ex to the tell-all too.
And I did hear about that. Yeah.
She revealed that he pays for everything when they were together. And that was a shock to Darcy because Darcy's like, I'm like his sugar mama. I even paid for my own ring.
He's like, oh, really?
Yeah.
That's news to me.
Yeah. And this might be in the next episode of the tell-all. I could be wrong, but I saw it in the preview, I think. So his ex actually told Darcy to kick him to the curb. And maybe maybe she took that advice.
Thanks for listening, WTFers. If you love the podcast, give us a 5-star review on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. It is appreciated and really helps us out. You can also find us under listener support on anchor.fm and donate for as low as 99 cents or on Patreon at WTF Extra. You can engage with us on email, Twitter, and Instagram at 90dayfiancewtf. We especially would like to hear what your WTF moments are each episode. We might even shout you out. Don't forget to like, share, and follow the podcast. You can find me on Instagram at lawn_like_lawn. Click on the link in my bio for additional socials.
I just want to sort of end with a somber note. We all know what's going on in the world. And I just want to say thoughts and prayers for, the folks in Ukraine. I know we joke around about Natalie, about Yara, about all the other Ukrainians, Lana, but these are all real people. Especially when you see Lana posting a photo of her seeking shelter underground. I just want to say thoughts and prayers to the people of Ukraine. Hopefully there's a ceasefire. I can say definitely on behalf of Lana that we're anti-violence. I'm definitely a pacifist. I don't believe in violence. Let's hope that they get some peace, and please, no wars.
Yeah, it's a terrible situation. And war affects everyone, right? On both sides. I think, too, there's very well-meaning people and people on both sides that don't want war that are also being impacted, right? Our hearts go out to everybody.
Yep. All right. Lon, what are you watching right now?
Euphoria. Okay, Love is Blind season 2, obviously. We do reality TV here, obviously. Yeah, so yeah. Let me get that one out of the way.
Sure.
The season finale
of Euphoria.
Well, so Euphoria too, but before I get to that, Love is Blind like really was surprising. There were shockers for me at least.
Okay.
So yeah, if anyone wants to talk about that, feel free to hit us up. I'm down to talk about that too. But Euphoria is really, I'm really into Euphoria. Right.
Someone said that Love is Blind is the new 90 Day Fiancé.
Bold claims. Different.
Okay.
Yeah, I compare it more to what's that other show is it TLC?
Love at First Sight.
Married at First Sight. Yeah. Compare it more to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For myself, I've been watching a lot of documentaries lately. Something I truly recommend is Operation Varsity, which covers the college admission scandal.
Right.
Yeah, it's really well done. I absolutely recommend watching that. And also the documentary on Boeing. They're both on Netflix, so go check them out. And then I'm also watching the season two of Dirty Money, and that covers Jared Kushner and his shady ass real estate company, Westminster.
Yeah, I want to see that.
Oh, was it Kushner Properties or something? Or KJ Kushner? I don't know what it is. But yeah, watch that and let me know what y'all think.
Mm-hmm. For true crime fanatics out there, and you'll probably see it already by the time you listen to this, Worst Neighbor or something like that. Oh. It's yeah, I thought it was just going to be stories about neighbors and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out it's about serial killers and stuff like that. And I'm like, ding. So it was definitely a pleasant surprise.
Yeah. You know, I realized I like true crime, but not the murdering kind. I like to watch fraud cases. So like, you know, the Fire Festival, the fake heiress Anna. And I think right now on Hulu, I think this came out today, is about
Sorsky or whatever.
Anna Sorsky. Yeah, that's Inventing Anna on Netflix.
But no, not that one. Sorry, I'm thinking of the other one.
Yeah, the one in Hulu.
The medical one.
Yeah, that's about Elizabeth Holmes from Therapy.
Holmes, yes. Okay, yes. Why was I thinking? Okay, you're right.
Yeah. So
I want to see that. I want to see that one too.
Yeah. Because who was the actress that played that Elizabeth Holmes? But yeah, she's a known actress anyway. But she's from the trailer, I saw how she
isn't it Amanda Seyfried?
Yes, it's Amanda Seyfried. Yep. Of Mamma Mia. So yeah, she
I was gonna say Mean Girls.
Yes, that too. I have ESPN. Does anyone else remember that? Yeah, so she's doing the voice really good, like really well. Like the way Elizabeth Holmes speaks in baritone for no fucking reason. Well, sorry, I know the reason, but yeah, she suddenly put on that tone to obviously appear serious. And you know, I don't blame her, right? Because I guess it worked. People do took her seriously when she put on that tone of voice. But yeah, I can't wait to watch that.
Yeah, I'll probably start that. I really want to see that.
Yeah. All right, folks. I just want to wish everyone a happy Women's History Month.
Women's History Month. Yeah. Make love, not war.
Thank you, listeners. Till next time.
Bye-bye.